Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hey, Tiffany. My name is Bruce Hicks. I noticed where I was drawing $45 a month out of my account for something. I don't know what it's for.
Okay, let me see if I can pull you up in our system, Mr. Hicks. What's your zip code, please?
27403.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and may I have you to verify your shipping address for me?
1633 Willamore Street, Greensboro.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what this account here is showing is that it was opened back the 13th of December. It was a sweepstake offer that was taken, which it indicates it was an offer for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. When doing the sweepstake offer for the Dyson, it does put the customers into the drawing of the sweepstake to see if they can win the Dyson that's been offered to them. But it will also give out a charge of $49.89. That goes to a monthly subscription called a Bytes Hub, which is an app that you're able to download. It provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes. So that's what that $49.89 charge is for.
Yeah, I've got it on there three times, and I've got nothing for it.
What it does is put your enter into the sweepstake drawing to see if you can win the dice, and then you're getting that meal app as well for that $49.89.
Well, I didn't spend $150 and I haven't got nothing. Not even a kiss.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. All right. Now, they will continue to charge for this product, for this account, for that app if the account is not requested to be canceled.
No, I didn't request it last night.
Did you speak with someone here last night?
No, I get it online.
Oh, you did it online through someone else because we don't. Okay, they probably sent in an email. They probably had you to call, tell you to call in. But I understand you're wanting to go ahead, get the account canceled. We do have that app at a lower rate, and that's a $20 rate. Would you like to stay as a customer with that rate?
No, well, I ain't got nothing for nothing.
Okay, got it. Okay. So I'm going to.
Giving out money, and I ain't got a dime. I ain't got shit to show for it. It's a receipt.
Yes, sir. Okay.
$150, and one of them calls to me to have an overdraft of $32.
Okay. So let me cancel it so they don't continue to try to charge you for the app, and I have a cancellation number.
Okay.
All right. It is C.
C like a cat.
Right, 9204-331-75.
Okay.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Okay. What about my $150 I got?
They're not going to let me issue the refund on this account. You will have to reach out to your financial institution.
They just took it out yesterday.
Yes, sir, they did. And the payment has already came through and been processed and paid on our end. Because on our end, it was taken out on the 10th. So that is considered as a valid charge. And unfortunately, I can't refund it back to you.
Well, what do I get for it?
What you was getting was being still entering to the sweepstake for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And then also that app that I was explaining that you could download provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes. So that's what they was giving to you for that amount that you've been paying that month, those months.
$50 a month for a healthy recipe.
That's what it is. You go in there each week and it provides you with the healthier ways to eat and then also those healthier recipes as well.
You won't believe the bullshit I have went through just to get a phone number for y'all.
Yes, sir.
You know, this Mita Chain Group LLC, I don't know. You can't find it. You have to go through all kinds of damn hoop matches to even find it. So they won't draw no more money on my account.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay. Wow, that's a waste of $150. I thought it was for food plates. And I had a company that was shipping me food trays and dry ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought this was.
Oh, okay, got it. Yes, I understand.
But I ain't got no dry ice.
Yes, sir.
That dry ice is fun to put in the bottle of water. Screw the cap on it tight. Throw it out of the yard. Bomb.
Okay. Well, don't do that then.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye bye.
That's $150 just run up somebody's ass. It's fucked up.